This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Aurora police have made an arrest in connection with the fatal drive-by shooting in Aurora. 18-year-old Rolando Felipe is now in custody and faces charges including first-degree murder. The shooting happened in a neighborhood just north of the medical center of Aurora's North Campus Friday afternoon. A 12-year-old boy was killed in the shooting while another victim, a 14-year-old, remains hospitalized. 9 Colorado schools will receive grants to test ways to improve student learning. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
Governor Jared Polis launched the $32 million RISE Fund in 2020. Among this year's winners, Adams City High School's grant will help design 4 academies in the school: construction and engineering, digital and information technology, health sciences, and business and entrepreneurship. For years, the high school has struggled with low performance on state tests. The Boys and Girls Club in the Adams 14 district will also get a RISE grant to provide after-school and summer programming for youth. Other winners will focus on building the capacity of parents to help with their children's academics. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The deadline to cure election ballots is coming up this Wednesday. By now, you should have heard from your county clerk's office if there were any issues with signature verification, but you could also check for yourself on the Secretary of State's website. Log into your voter registration page and look under ballot information to see whether it's been counted yet. It's currently about 23 degrees in Denver, highs near 50 today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.